When Magda Gerber introduced her parenting philosophy to America in the 1970s, it challenged everything parents thought they knew. While mainstream advice pushed early stimulation and developmental acceleration, Gerber proposed something radical: treat babies as whole, capable human beings from birth. This approach, now known as RE, Resources for Infant Educarers, has transformed how thousands of parents relate to their children. What if the key to raising confident kids isn't pushing them to achieve faster, but stepping back and trusting their innate abilities? At its core, RE rests on a profound yet simple idea that even the tiniest infant deserves the same respect we'd give any person. This isn't just philosophical idealism. It's a practical framework that produces remarkably self-confident, competent children who trust themselves and the world around them. Respect is central to the RIE philosophy. It means accepting your child as they are, not as you wish them to be. It involves communicating before action. I'm going to pick you up now, or I need to change your diaper. This builds trust and acknowledges their personhood. The approach views infants not as helpless beings needing constant entertainment, but as dependent yet competent individuals. This perspective transforms our interactions, encouraging us to observe their responses rather than simply manipulate them. RIE emphasizes emotional authenticity. Instead of dismissing feelings with, "You're okay," we acknowledge, "You're crying, I hear you." This validation helps build emotional intelligence from infancy. The environment should be physically safe, with simple objects for cognitive challenge, and emotionally nurturing. Uninterrupted play allows children to develop concentration and work through challenges at their own pace. Parents often worry about creating quality time, but RIE shows that daily caregiving routines naturally provide meaningful connection opportunities. These regular moments of feeding, diapering, and bathing build attachment and profoundly impact development. The key is how you approach these interactions. Being fully present, explaining your actions, and waiting for responses shows respect and strengthens your bond. This engagement transforms your child from passive recipient to active participant. Quality time comes in two forms. Wants-something time involves shared tasks like diapering or feeding, seeking cooperation through involvement. Wants-nothing time means being present as your child explores, observing without expectations. Crying is your baby's primary communication tool. Instead of trying to stop it, work to understand what they're expressing. You'll learn to distinguish different cries for various needs. Acknowledging they're crying, "You're crying, what's the matter?" helps develop their emotional intelligence. The RIE approach, based on Dr. Emmy Pickler's research in post-war Hungary, revealed that children given complete freedom of movement developed better physical awareness and had fewer accidents than those with restricted movement. This led to a revolutionary approach, letting infants move naturally, building strength for future developmental stages. Children were never placed in positions they couldn't manage independently. These Pickler babies became known for their confidence, grace, and strong sense of self. Place your baby on their back where they can safely explore. Rather than rushing to intervene at every discomfort, allow them time to develop self-calming skills. Free movement fosters independence and body awareness. Avoid movement-restricting devices like infant seats and swings. They can promote passivity. Research shows physical restrictions can impede cognitive development. Natural movement supports both physical and intellectual growth. Sensitive observation is a parent's most powerful tool. Step back to view your child objectively and notice their unique preferences for touch, comfort items, and stimulation. Your perception shapes your treatment. Seeing them as competent builds trust. Seeing them as helpless breeds overprotection. A calm observer notices what captivates their baby's attention, their response to touch, and object interactions. Through observation, you'll understand their personality, frustration threshold, and preferences, establishing foundations for lasting communication. When your child faces challenges during play, resist immediate intervention. let them problem solve independently. If a ball rolls under a blanket, guide them to find it themselves. This self-discovery builds confidence and confidence. Children don't need praise during play. Their intrinsic joy should motivate them. Too many compliments can create dependency on external validation. Instead of praising, simply reflect what you observe. You pulled those beads apart. That looked really hard. This helps children focus on their own satisfaction rather than seeking approval. Bringing your baby home marks a major transition. Unlike past practices with extended hospital stays, today's brief stays mean families face this adjustment with minimal support. Consider employing a doula to help with household tasks while you focus on your baby. New parents need to slow down and heal physically, mentally, and emotionally. Let go of unimportant things. As one Rye mother noted, "The most important thing I learned was to wait. When in doubt, when I don't know what my daughter needs, I take a deep breath, wait, and observe her." To have enough energy to observe and respect your child, you must first respect yourself. Take care of your needs without guilt. You're setting an example for your child. Parenting is a lifelong learning process. If you work, save energy for family time. Remember that feeling frazzled is normal, but each challenging phase will pass. Living with babies is challenging, and parents shouldn't feel guilty acknowledging this. Get a trusted carer and take regular breaks. You'll return refreshed and happy to be with your child. Good parents trust themselves enough to say, "Next time I'll try harder," when they fail. Nobody is an ideal parent all the time. Be honest with your child about your feelings. True discipline molds and perfects, starting externally before becoming internalized. Children need rules and boundaries to develop into responsible people. Lack of discipline actually neglects these fundamental needs. Effective discipline requires consistent limits in a safe environment with predictable expectations and routines. Model the behavior you expect. Don't demand what you don't demonstrate. Instead of punishment or raised voices, express feelings directly. "That hurt me. I'm angry you hit me." Toddlers naturally test limits to understand their world. Help them develop self-discipline through clear expectations and consistent follow-through with consequences. Magda opposes physical punishment as it teaches violence and shows disrespect. She advocates for natural consequences that directly relate to behavior. "You didn't get ready when called, so we're not going to the park today." If a toddler throws their toy from the crib, leave it. This teaches responsibility for actions. Though REI focuses on early years, its impact is lasting. The foundation of acceptance, effective communication, and encouraged independence shapes your child's self-image and your mutual trust. This respectful beginning influences their future relationships and confident world exploration. Respecting your child from day one gives them the freedom to become fully themselves.